News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
And as meteorologists consider the potential risk from the remnants of Storm Humberto this Friday, the government's been called upon to address shortcomings in its response to severe storms. It's coming from the Climate Change Advisory Council, and Professor Peter Thorne is chairperson of the Council's Adaptation Committee. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
It is inevitable that we will have another storm, whether it's this Friday or afterwards. We've seen the impact that they can have, Eowyn being the most recent. What is the government not doing correctly?
So the government needs to do two things. Firstly, it needs to prepare for this coming season, which means having prepared centres for to receive people if they need food, shelter, heat, shower, the basic human things, and also to make payments to these people very, very easy. You do not want to fill five forms. You cannot fill five forms if you do not have electricity, etc., etc. So immediate supports. But then in the much longer term, we absolutely need to take meaningful actions to strengthen communities, make them more resilient to these storms and the other impacts of climate change.
The responsibility primarily falls on local authorities, but when it falls on local authorities, each local authority is going to treat it differently. Some might see the responsibility for sandbags to be theirs, for example, where another local authority might say, well, no, we'll provide the sand, you have to fill them yourself. So is there no central function that could take over this responsibility?
So one of the problems with adaptation is that it's inherently a local problem. The specific needs of Athlone differ entirely from the needs of Clifton and again from the needs of Dublin. So there is an absolute need for a role of local authorities to help coordinate. We need primarily to actually make the positions on climate action in local authorities permanent to reduce the churn in those positions. And then, yes, there needs to be central guidance, but ultimately the government, Dublin, cannot protect Clifton or Athlone. Those local authorities, those communities need to take the action.
We have the National Emergency Coordination Group that does come together in the event of a major storm. Is that not enough?
Well, that helps you prepare to prepare the community in the immediate part, but that doesn't help with, for example, Stormy Eowyn. It took 3-4 days in many parts for community shelters, community point emergency points to be available. That means 3 or 4 days of people being on their own, which for people like you and me is probably relatively a minor inconvenience. But for the very young, for the very elderly, for many who are medically compromised, that can be a huge, huge burden and even life and death.
We know that storms are going to become more frequent. The hurricane season is just kicking off, and the direction that they go in could very much impact Ireland in the weeks and months ahead. Can you say for certain that this is something that the government needs to act on now, i.e. could they put something in the budget that's going to be announced later next month?
Well, yes. So the immediate thing of, for example, a simplified payment scheme when you are severely impacted that doesn't need five forms filled and 3 weeks of verification would be enormously beneficial. So, yes, there are immediate things. But the other thing we absolutely need in the budget is meaningful finance for real hard adaptation measures that will benefit communities in the long run. So that's hardening the electricity grid. It's protecting the most vulnerable infrastructure and communities so we do not have to recover from these storms again. So if you want, they're sticking plaster in the short term, but there is a much longer term problem that needs to be fixed. Our infrastructure, our communities need to be made much more resilient. So when the wind does blow or the rain does fall or there is a heat wave, that we are resilient to those impacts.
Okay, Peter Thorne, Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council's Adaptation Committee. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.